Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thought today we would start with a little question, something here to be thinking about before we actually get into the text. You might think of this as kind of a bizarre question, but I think it's significant. It's a biblical question. Here it is. According to the Bible, is it okay for a man today to have two wives? Or for that matter, for a woman to have two husbands? Now, I'm not going to let you think about it too long. I'm just going to give you the answer, and then we'll go on from there. Because you see, the answer is yes. In fact, there's no reason to stop at just two. I once knew a wonderful Christian woman who had four husbands, and I think when I met her, was looking for number five. You see, the key to the answer is not how many. The key to the answer is found in five little words: not at the same time. The woman I spoke of had been widowed four times. The marriage vows say very clearly, until death us do part, which means that upon death, the living spouse is free from that marriage vow. With this in mind, listen to what we are told in Romans chapter 7. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another. Just as the death of a spouse frees one from a previous marriage and opens a door for that individual to marry another, so the death of Christ frees us from the law and opens the door for us to be united with another, to belong to another. Specifically, as it says here, to belong to him who has been raised from the dead in order that we may bear fruit for God. This morning, as we look at this text, I think we are talking about rescue, result, and purpose. But before we look too close at those three words, we better look more closely at that key word right in the center, that word belong. You know, I find belong to be a fascinating, amazing word because it means so many different things. I'm going to give you three different sentences, all using the word belong, but think about how different these sentences are. First of all, this Bible and this cross belong to me. There we're using the word belong to talk about ownership. But you know, there are times when I say, look at those two, they belong together like peanut butter and jelly. Now there, the word belong is talking about how things are right. And then, I can also say that I belong to the St. Thomas Lutheran mission team, which means that I am a part of our mission team. Three different legitimate uses for the term belong, and yet they imply very different things. So now in Romans 7, we are told, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, the one who's been raised from the dead, in order that you may bear fruit for God. So what does it mean for us to belong to another? Well, I think those words I mentioned a little bit ago, rescue, result, and purpose, help us to understand what is meant here. Our rescue is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. Christ paid the price on the cross to rescue us. We now belong to God. to Him. He owns us. The result of that rescue is talked about in Romans 4 and 5, where it says, Jesus Christ our Lord was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ has justified us, we belong together. Things are right when we are with Jesus. And this rescue and result brings purpose to our lives. You have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to Him who's been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. We are a part of His perfect plan for the earth. Belong, belong, belong. As a result, at the very beginning, before our rescue was needed, Adam and Eve were created in the image of our three-in-one triune God. The result of their creation was that they manifested the attributes of God to the rest of all of the created cosmos. Their purpose was to be the physical representation of God, who is spirit, in this physical world that God had created. Now, one of those attributes of our God is that He is a relational being. In other words, the Father belongs to the Son belongs to the Spirit belongs to the Father, and you can put that in any order you want, back and around, and mix it up every way, and it's the same. They belong together. They partner together. Things would not be right if they would ever be separated or start working against each other. Therefore, in the same way, as beings, we, beings who have been created in God's image, and as beings that now have been redeemed from the law's death and destruction, rescued from that, we now belong to another, to Him who died and has now been raised from the dead. He owns us. We were bought with a price through His suffering and death, but He bought us to set us free. Thus, the result of our rescue is that things are now right, things are perfect, when we are with Jesus. And the purpose of our lives, the purpose of our living, is very clearly to bear fruit for God. Now, I think most of you are acquainted with that list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. If not, or even if you are, it'd be a good passage to read later on today, Galatians 5. Then just think about all of the biblical imagery that comes together in this simple little picture around that simple little word, belonging. The church, in many places in the Bible, is described as the bride of Christ. We belong together with Him. The church is also described in many places as the body of Christ. We belong to Him. We belong to Christ's mission team. We are a part of that. You belong. I belong. We all belong together. And as much as we long for that physical touch of one another that is so limited these days, in reality, it is the Holy Spirit's touch that rescues us and makes us to be one. The Holy Spirit who touches us in the waters of baptism and through word and sacrament throughout our lives, as He has entered into us in our baptism, that is why now, as we say, we have also died to the law through the body of Christ, so that we may belong to another, to Him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. My friends, may this be the story of our belonging, this day and tomorrow and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of